nowadays?
Not much.
Nothing, none. This is how you can really set yourself apart. Be interested in people.
So, Daryl, so you have a cleaning business in Charlotte, North Carolina. If I happen to run into anybody, I mean, I'm on a lot of Facebook groups and everything, sure. And so I know people around the world. And so if I run into somebody in Charlotte that needs your services, what message would you like for me to share with them?
Well, the number one thing we focus on is trust.
Okay.
The most important thing that our clients want to know is, can you trust us? We go into great depths to make sure that every client can trust us.
Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. So, in other words, if you need a cleaning company that you can trust, then
that's
call
us.
You.
That's right.
Okay. Could you do me, now we're done with the role playing. This is for real.
Okay.
We're back here and with all right. These folks. Okay. Could you do me a favor and take like 2 minutes and tell us your whole, not the whole Inner Circle story, but just Inner Circle story and a little bit about referral marketing as okay. You've experienced it.
Well, I started my business almost 21 years ago, and it was an abrupt start. I ran a Toyota dealership for a long time. After that, invested in real estate, and through just being fed up with carpet cleaners, I bought the equipment to start doing it myself. And then realized, hey, this is an even better business. So I worked my way into the business. But I went to work for somebody that basically had a failed business plan. They were doing over $1 million a year in sales, but their debt was through the roof. And they just didn't have a proper business set up. But 3 months into working for that company, after they moved me from Atlanta to Charlotte, North Carolina to run an office for them, the IRS closed them down. So I was kind of like stranded in Charlotte and didn't really know much about the business. I got into business to work for somebody else to learn the business, and they were the last people I needed to be learning from. So I just kind of struggled with it, one step at a time, trying to figure it out on my own, and then eventually I ran into Howard's Materials, and it was like opening up the floodgates. I mean, finally I run into somebody that has information that I didn't have access to. It took me out of that day-to-day just trying to struggle to find jobs, the right type of customers. I instinctively knew the things I needed to be doing, but just didn't know how to do it, I guess. I told you, the first thing I said to you was, I don't know what it is that I don't know, so just show me, and I'll go do it. So I think I had kind of an unusual beginning with the Inner Circle, because he gave me more than I could do in 2 or 3 years the first time I met him. So it was about 2 years mm-hmm. before I ever came back, because I'm still working on all this.
Yeah.
The failure to implement is not my problem. I mean, when I learn what to do, I prioritize it, I put blinders on, and I just go do it. So my struggle has just been to be connected with people like y'all. I've never done the phone calls, things like that. So maybe I would have progressed a lot faster if I'd have specifically followed the system. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. But 10 years into it, the first 10 years, I got up to about $300,000 in sales. We started our business over, literally, because I wasn't dragging all those low-end clients to what Howard's teaching. So we just started over, and over the last 10 years, isn't that interesting? We built it from zero to 1.5 million, and quite a difference. There was no way that I could have done something like this, just walk away from my business for even 2 or 3 days 10 years ago. The first vacation that I had was just before I met you. And that was our honeymoon, right?
Wow.
Almost 11 years in the business, I'd not taken any time off. I worked 7 days a week. So now I'm gone more than I'm at home. We travel a good bit. My wife is from Germany. We actually have a business in Germany. And it's a completely different life. Lifestyle, freedom. Talk about, who brought up Braveheart the other day? Who was that?
Santiago.
That's probably my favorite movie, just because of the ending. Laying there on the board, yelling out freedom.
Yeah, yeah,
that was me
yeah.
2 or 3 years into meeting yeah. Howard. Finally, I have freedom. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that anybody wants to follow the plan that I took into this, because it was a bit unusual. But part of that's getting out of my own way, realizing, hey, you need to let somebody else be in control, let God be in control. But I'm convinced that I got into this business for two relationships. One is how I met my wife.